We'll start the show in just a minute after a word from our premier brand sponsor, Extend Team.
Great property management staff is hard to find and even harder to keep, not to mention expensive and getting more expensive every year. Here's the thing. The most successful property management companies have already changed the way they assemble their workforce by tapping into the global talent pool to fill key roles with qualified pros at a fraction of the cost of local in-house hires. If your property management business is going to survive and thrive, you should too. That's where Extend Team comes in. Our staffing experts work with you to identify the help you need and fill those roles with experienced professionals in 2 weeks or less, all at a savings of up to 60% in labor costs, and we guarantee your satisfaction or your money back. Top talent, zero hiring hassles, big savings. Join the more than 100 companies who are working smarter while saving money with our staffing as a service solution and get staffed for success with Extend Team.
The best news is Extend Team has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Alex and Annie podcast. Receive 50% off your onboarding fee when you visit extendteam.com/Alex and Annie or mention our podcast when you contact them.
Welcome to Alex and Annie, the real women of vacation rentals. With more than 35 years combined industry experience, Alex Huesner and Annie Holcomb have teamed up to connect the dots between inspiration and opportunity. Seeking to find the one story, idea, strategy, or decision that led to their guests' big aha moment. Join them as they highlight the real stories behind the people and brands that have built vacation rentals into the $100 billion industry it is today. And now, it's time to get real and have some fun with your hosts, Alex and Annie.
Welcome to Alex and Annie, the real women of vacation rentals. I'm Alex.
And I'm Annie.
And we are here today for the April 1st, first of the month bonus episode. And unlike last year, we have a very big announcement, but this one is not a joke. So, drum roll, please. I am very excited, Annie, to ask you, and it's Friday after five. We've got our nice glass of wine to celebrate. I'm very excited to get to interview you tonight on your new role and your new journey. So tell us a little bit about what you've got going on.
Yeah. So I started last week with NextPax. I'm going to be the director of technical supply for the Americas. Sounds very fancy. Essentially, I get to do what I love to do, just play with relationships and like build relationships and play in the vacation rental space all over the place. So I'm really excited about it. I have some sales folks that'll be selling for property managers. So we'll obviously work with property managers, but I think it's been something that I've been building up for a really long time to be able to like manage like the really strategic partnerships that will help grow a business. And so it'll be new for me going into South America. I don't know a lot about that. I haven't been there before, so I think I'll get to go visit. I have a salesperson that's based in Rio, so I feel like Alex and Annie need to visit Rio.
Alex and Annie go to Rio is a fabulous idea. Let's definitely put that on the bucket list.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So started this week and very excited about it. They have a lot of opportunity. I know I've worked with NextPax through some other roles that I've had before, and they have a really great platform. So I think that they're real strong in Europe. We want to get stronger in the United States and in South America. And they have plans to grow in Asia too. So I won't be overseeing that. Although I did talk to one of our folks that is based in Indonesia, and he suggested that we have an offsite in Bali. So I'm not against that either. So Alex and Annie go to Rio and then we go to Bali, I guess.
I love it. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm so happy and so proud of you and excited. And I mean, your skill set and experience just, you know, perfectly complements that role. When we first met actually was a little bit before we had actually, no, I take that back. We met at the Otma Summit, but we had just started using BookingPal, where you worked for a few years. And that's where our relationship began, because you were amazing at building relationships. And it was more than transactional, but we became great friends out of it. And even, you know, after, you know, we had not used that service anymore for our own reasons, you and I stayed in contact. So I think you in this role is going to be very beneficial for NextPacks, and developing relationships is 100% in your skill set. And I think it's going to be a great thing. So very excited. I do have a question, because we talk about this sometimes on the show and in conversations, but you know, people have you know, said that possibly channel management is going away, and that property management systems are going to do all that heavy lifting, which we know is a lot of heavy lifting when a property management software has to also do a lot of other functions. But how does NextPacks, you know, view their role within the ecosystem as something that is unique and necessary beyond just what's in the property management system?
Well, I think it goes back to even the conversation that we recently had with Julie Bird and Travis and CJ Stam, talking about kind of these all-in-one solutions. Well, not a bad thing. It's, if you're going to scale, you kind of want your own pieces and your own parts to your, you know, in Lino's words, the Jenga, you know, of the Leaning Tower of Tech. And so I think that NextPacks has been around since 2006. It's been here for a long time. They have a very stable connection, very strong partnerships with the OTAs. They have the ability to pivot when something new rolls out with an API, you know, an update. They can update a lot quicker than some of these, I think, the PMSs are going to be able to do, unless the PMS teams have layers and layers of technology people. But I think CJ was the one that said it, like, they're going to have to go deploy to the thing that is on fire, you know, at that moment. Whereas if they just allow the different parts of the industry, the different technologies of the industry that are, it's their lane, let them swim in it, let us swim in our lane, and then we can work together and make the technology stronger for everybody. There's enough business out there for all of us. I think that if we work together, we just better the technology offerings to the partners, to the property managers. And to Julie's point, she, you know, commented about the fact that, you know, there's software out there, but you like the software that you like, because a lot of times you have a relationship with those people. You know the platform, and you like the platform, and you like the service that you're getting. And if all of a sudden that has to go under one roof at one point or some point, that ability to get the service that you're used to is not going to be there. You're going to have to learn a whole new way of operating. And that's not easy for anybody to do when you're large. And it's, you know, if you're a couple units, sure, you can scale into that. I don't think that the channel management is going to go away. I think it's just going to iterate and make things better and offer more solutions and maybe more technologies within their lane, just like the PMSs are. But at the end of the day, it's just really about what the property managers want. And I think the property managers want stability, but also putting everything, all of your eggs in one basket, as it were, is a dangerous place to sit. And, you know, one outage in a PMS, if you're using one solution, could potentially disrupt you for days on so many levels. So right. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's good that people are thinking, how do we put technology together? But there's providers like us and others in the channel management space that we have a proven platform, and we know how to use it. We know what to do with it. And we know how to navigate with the channels. Let us do that. And you do what you do on the PMS side, handle the accounting and handle the guest communication, that on property, on site technology that's needed. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where things go 2, 3, 4 years from now. But if I have anything to do with it, it'll stay as it is. We'll have our lane, they'll have their lane, and we'll be able to swim together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it brings up a good point that, I mean, within anything, whether it's a property management system, whether it's a digital marketing agency, to think that one solution can do everything and be the expert specialist at it is normally not the case, right? I mean, you want whoever is the best at channel management, whoever is the best at whatever it is, handling that for you. And I think where things started to kind of get off the rails, you know, a few years ago in our industry, is that it was just so much of that companies had to really transition from, okay, there might be different logins and places that you have to go to access different sources of business and how you do things, but it's worth it, right? And train your team to understand the value of, we're going to connect to these channels through NextPacks because we're getting white glove service. We're able to connect to channels that our PMS does not connect to. And at the end of the day, you're going to be maintaining those connections. And I would imagine probably the closest way possible, that are those connections are going to continue to change even more often. I mean, APIs are complicated as it is, but with AI and everything else, like, it's just a lot for one PMS or company to do all of that if that's not truly your specialty. So I already have a couple clients interested in working with you. So
I love it.
I know where to send them. I'm very excited about that.
Also, you do have my number.
I do. A speed dial too. What are some channels that you're seeing that are performing really well outside of Vrbo, Airbnb, that people might be interested in?
Well, obviously booking.com, they've become a force within the US. I mean, they're a channel that you shouldn't ignore. Wednesday is a great channel for those last minute holes to fill in your calendar. Of course, Homes and Villas, if you've got, I mean, there'll always be someone I'd recommend for people that've got luxury or high end properties. But there's a lot of like smaller, unique channels, Emerald Coast by Owner, like things that are just very regionally based. We have over 100 channels, or I think it's around 150 channels within NextPack. So that's the thing that's really nice, is that if you're in the Pacific Northwest, we can look at what your channel mix needs to be in the Pacific Northwest, and not right. It's all things to everybody, because you're not going to have to do all the channels. You can do what you pick and choose. And there's a menu that you can layer in. And we've got account managers that will sit there with you and go through and say, like, what is your goal with the channel? Are you looking for marketing? Are you looking for revenue growth? Are you looking for more eyeballs to just see your properties, to, satisfy that one owner that needs to have his house shown to everybody everywhere? So there's a lot of different channels that are out there, but I think those ones that I mentioned would be the ones that I would for sure add on after Airbnb and VRBO.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to become a client as a representative for the companies that I'm working with. And then I can kind of give my firsthand opinion and feedback on it and work with you guys and share the success stories, which I know that they will come. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that this is also a little bit crazy that you and I have just had very big milestones in our lives for the second time together, that we both started at our previous roles after being with companies for a very long time on November 1st, 2022. And then now within a month apart announced very big announcements that I was going out on my own, and now you're doing this new role. And it's just, again, not planned, but it's interesting how the universe starts showing us these different opportunities. And as David Meltzer, who was just on the show last week, said to us, that, the aha moments, they start coming closer and closer together. And, we're so grateful for what this show has done for both of us and the opportunities that it's opened and that it will continue to open for the companies that we get to work with. And it's been exciting, but a unique situation again.
Yeah, I think we like to do things in pairs, I guess, is what that means. The universe has us traveling together. But on that, so pivoting from me to you, like, what's the update with your CEO, just directly Alex? What's going on there?
Yeah, so it's been an incredible start so far. And I feel like I'm so in my lane right now and just really enjoying what I'm getting to do and working with three companies right now. And I've got a couple others that were in the audit process. And it's been eye-opening and fun. And it's been a lot of, I guess, kind of what I expected for a little bit, but maybe a little bit more surprised to the extent. But at the end of the day, the fundamentals of marketing, it comes down to having somebody that understands the strategy behind how you're doing everything. And I think a lot of companies, they've got an agency and they're doing SEO, they're doing PPC, they're doing email marketing, they're checking the boxes. But in most of these companies, they don't have necessarily a CMO. And I was CMO at Condorworld for those 13 years. And I really believe that the companies that have someone that is leading from a strategic position are the ones that really benefit from utilizing all the things that you should be doing, but making sure they're working in a meaningful way that really elevates the brand, that is booking the properties, but is marketing from a different position of, we talk about this all the time, we're in the business of making memories for these people that come and stay in the properties. And I think that's really lost in translation in a lot of the marketing that I'm seeing, that the marketing is very reactive to these properties are down. We've got to send something out. And that's a very, you know, in a vacuum kind of approach. And where I'm coming into the situation is like, let's reposition this of, let's get ahead of this earlier. Yeah. Let's know what properties should be booking during which time periods. Let's plan campaigns that are going to go throughout the entire year and that are going to match the narrative that we want to share about our brand. So really just, you know, getting in the weeds of the things that I love and the three that I'm working with right now, all very different sizes and types of clients, geographically as well. And I've got to bring along some of my best talent that I had from the Condo World days with me, which is personally super fulfilling because they're the best in the business and they're kind of like hidden gems and they've been so supportive and for me in helping get this going. And it's just been a lot of fun. So I'm excited to continue it and just very grateful for all the opportunities that have come so far.
Yeah, well, I'm super proud of you. And I said that last time, but I think it's great for you to be able to be passionate and excited about what you're doing and you can see it and it's evident. And I talk to you all the time. So I get to see it firsthand, but I think just the biggest thing is that, you know, you can now take that talent and share it with so many people that, you know, we talked about this kind of like idea of the fractional CMO, people that they can't afford to bring a you on full time. But you know, what they can get from you for just the few, you know, the time you can allot to them, like it's just going to change their business beyond what they would ever have imagined. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're going to be like, wait a minute, we need this person. And they're going to be like fighting over you to hire you. So it's going to be great. And I think it's just a wonderful asset for the industry to have you being able to help so many other people.
We'll be back in just a minute after a word from our premier brand sponsor, Turno.
I'm Kanan Whited, and I've been a Turno user for about 2 years, and I have placed Turno and Marketplace Cleaners through hundreds of properties throughout 3 or 4 states across the country. I'd worked with cleaners for years, but I couldn't find cleaners that would understand the urgency that I wanted to have on damages. So cleaners would tell me that sheets were stained and needed to be replaced like 2 weeks after guests would be there, you know, like finally when they would get around to doing the laundry. And by then I would have had already, you know, rated the guests 5 stars. And so they had a great stay and that they were great guests. And meanwhile, they weren't. And the cleaners that that I found on Turno have been just remarkable. The Turno marketplace is full of these amazing cleaning companies that have so much capabilities and accountability, and they do just a really, really great job. The first time I used Turno, I was set up with a cleaner and his team, and I came in and I trained them all on how to do the listings. Then the next day, they didn't show up. But because I was on Turno, it was okay because Turno knew that they weren't going to show up and they pulled in another cleaning company. Turno customer support is like a huge team. There's literally hundreds of them. It's massive. Everybody is just like a great team over there. The customer service is really skilled in understanding the back end of Turno. What I appreciate a lot about the Turno customer service is that when you tell them when you're having trouble with something, they don't just write you back and tell you like step by step how to do it. Like they write you back and say, I did that for you. And if you want to do it yourself next time, this is how you do it. Through the automations available in the Turno app, I have been able to streamline and automate so much of my Airbnb business. The activities that you can handle and the automations that you can handle inside of Turno really do automate so much of the cleaning process, which has helped me save so much money and increase revenue.
Coming in as that leadership position for these companies and, you know, just knowing that they truly want to exercise every part of the experience that I've built in these past 14 years is great. And it's a unique situation that I think the fractional CMO, fractional CFO, fractional COO, there's a big rise within just not even vacation rentals necessarily, but within business in general, that those, you know, high level, high salary, you know, benefits, everything else, positions are tough to swallow. But when you can tap somebody whether it's on a, you know, 6 month, 12 month, or it's ongoing, that allows you to really bring in that expertise that it makes sense to get the company going in the right direction. So very excited on that, but we'll continue to share updates. And I know next month you'll have a new update for your first month on the scene.
Yep. Let's get into the month of April. Like, there's a lot going on this month. So I think we wanted to talk about conferences and then guests on the show, right?
Yeah. So are you going to NWVRP?
I'm not. No, I'm not going to be able to go. And I think we had talked about trying to go as Alex and Annie, and it just, there were so many things going on with us both changing positions that it wasn't going to work out. But I am excited to see, like, there's some stuff that they had talked with us about when we were there with them last year. They've teased out some potential name change, some potential membership change. So if you're out in the Northwest, or you even think you want to go to a different conference, the Northwest VRP is happening. Gosh, when is it? April 28th, I believe it is. The end of April. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wish we were able to go. We're not, but I know they have a big announcement, and you just did a reel with Tyanne. She had asked me to do it. I didn't have time to get it in by the deadline, but that was super funny. And it's going to be exciting to see. They're announcing a new name. They're going not only nationally, but internationally, and just really trying to take, you know, the industry by storm in a very, a courageous leadership position for an organization, and excited to see what they announce. Hopefully we can live vicariously without being there through all the updates that we'll see. And hopefully next year we can be there with them. But after that, obviously we've got VRMA Spring in New Orleans. Definitely looking forward to that. That's going to be a great event. I'm really excited. Had a last minute opportunity to do a session for marketing that the topic is going to be about what parts of marketing you should keep in-house versus what parts you should outsource.
It's going to be
a good one. I think there's different ways to do everything, and there's no right or wrong answer, but are there ways that I've seen that have worked very well? For sure. So I'm going to be sharing from my perspective what things I believe should be, you know, kept in-house versus what should be outsourced to the experts, and who you have that handles the outsourcing to the experts to make sure that they're doing everything that they say they're going to do for you.
Good. I'm looking forward to Verma in New Orleans, because just New Orleans is just a fun town. And we haven't been back there since Amy Hynote's women's conference. That's the last time we were all there. So gosh, it's been a long time, but it's spring. The weather should be nice.
We had a great time at that event, so looking forward to this one. We've got some great guests coming on the show too. So actually this Wednesday, we've got Rich from Extent Team, and we're just, you know, over the moon excited that Extent Team has come on as one of our premier brand partners, and just really excited to share their message. We've had the opportunity that, and we do this with our sponsors, that we interview their customers, and we really get to hear from them how they use the service, the benefit. And it's been wonderful just to hear it from these people that are literally running their businesses so much more efficiently, effectively, cost efficiently, utilizing Extent Team, and how they really, they specialize in this industry and roles that are very hard to fill, that we all know workforce is one of the biggest issues. We talk about it at a lot of these conferences. They've solved that problem for a lot of companies to a certain extent. And, you know, Rich is going to be able to share his insights and how he got to where he is and how they've built up this just incredible network.
Yeah, really excited. And to your point, I think we've had some really great conversations with some of their partners, and just really drove home the point that what their Extent Team is allowing all these people to do is work on their business, not in their business. So they're not just mired down with all of the paperwork and things that can really prevent somebody from getting to the next level. So yeah, we're very excited about having them as a partner. We had some other guests, and Aaron Booth is one that's going to be on.
Yeah. So Aaron is with Summit Mountain Rentals, and actually Simon Lehman connected me with her a few weeks ago, and we just got along fabulously. And afterwards I sent her an email. I was like, I don't know if you'd be interested, but would you want to come on the podcast? And she said, absolutely. But she's got a great story. She worked for Vacasa for many years, and has been hired out by Summit Mountain to help them expand into other markets and is doing a great job, has really, you know, turned the ship for them operationally. She's got a lot of experience and a lot of great stories to tell from her years and just a great operator. So we're excited about that. And we've also got, this is kind of more on the STR side, but we love kind of switching lanes and giving different perspectives. We've got Nate and Dan from Home Hop that they are primarily in like mostly cities, STR destinations, and have built up a pretty substantial business, and they've got pretty lofty goals, and I think they're going to do well achieving them. Very, very much just truly strong business people, I would say, that they've got their mindset right. They've got their heart set right. I don't see any way that they're not going to be able to get to where they want to be. And they're very just passionate, good guys. And those are the ones you want to root for.
Yeah. It was interesting. They were just somebody that we got connected to, and just, they've just got a great story. They're very down home, like regular guys that just found a passion for this business. And they're doing all the right things. They're not being flashy. They're working very hard and they have a long range plan. And I think that after talking to them, I felt more delighted about some of the people that in the STR side, because we've had some people that we've met with that were just a little puzzling about how they were, you know, how they were handling the business. And it kind of fed into my worry that there are people aren't educating themselves enough, but I think these guys are good apples, and they're kind of like John Hildebrand. Like, they just want to know, and they're voracious learners, and they want to understand all sides of the business, and they know where their sweet spot is, and they're focusing on it. So I'm excited to share their story.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we've also got Wes Smith with Direct Software. He's coming on the show, and he's got a big announcement about a new product that they're rolling out within Direct. I've known Wes for several years now, and actually in the Condo World days, we had talked to him mostly because we were just really impressed by their content management system, their connections to the OTAs. They're a little bit different than some of the other softwares. I think they've approached it from a little bit different perspective, but we'll let him share more about it. I think what they're about to roll out will really take the PMS and the website to a new level, that it's very much connected within their system, and you can actually build a really nice website, very easy to manage website directly through it. So directly through it. So all great terminology there, but we've got a big month ahead of us and super excited for that. And I don't remember if we've mentioned this or not, but we were asked to speak at the Scale Rentals show in Italy this October, which we're super excited to attend, not only attend and go to, but for both of us, it's going to be our first time going to Italy, and to be able to do that, we're both bringing our husbands. So make a little trip out of it.
There. No.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're very excited. I did want to add a kind of a selfish comment to this episode. There's a dear friend of ours in the industry whose wife had an aneurysm recently, Chris Moggin from IPRAC. Oh, really?
I didn't know.
And
that.
It just hit me so hard. We've never met Chris in person, but he's been a really big advocate of ours and proponent of everything that we've been doing, and a big supporter. And I know he is in a struggling position right now. So just if everybody in the industry would just like lift his family in prayers, I think that would be really great.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom had an aneurysm. You know that whole story. So I certainly understand the struggles and the challenges that he's not only faced so far, but that they're up against. So we'll definitely be keeping him and his wife in our thoughts and prayers. Yeah. Glad you mentioned that. Well, I think that wraps it up for this first of the month. We just hope everybody has an amazing April. We hope to see you at VRMA in New Orleans. If you have not registered yet, there is still time. We'll include in the notes, the link to sign up for the conference. It's definitely one that you won't want to miss. I think this is going to be one where a lot more people come to this just because of the time of the year and the location. A lot of people will be at this event. So it's going to be a good one.
Yep. See everybody there.
If anybody wants to get in touch with us, you can go to alexandanniepodcast.com. And until next time, thanks for tuning in, everyone.